والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل نبي رفيق في الجنة، ورفيقي عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Islam, the most perfect, pure and compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, the Deen of Islam that has come to us with great sacrifices, and none more so than the sacrifices of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first line of defense of Islam, the vanguard of Islam, those whom Allah Ta'ala, after having looked at the hearts of humanity, found the most pure to be the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, the Nabis, the Rusul, the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And Allah Ta'ala chose them as His messengers to convey His word to humanity. Allah Ta'ala then cast a gaze to the rest of the hearts of humanity and found the purest and most pious of hearts, those whom Allah Ta'ala then chose as the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Now, this month of Dhul Hijjah, specifically in the year 35 after Hijrah, the 18th of Hijrah, the 18th of Dhul Hijjah, in the 35th year after the Hijrah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very significant and heart-wrenching incident had taken place in the history of this ummah, one that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost 3 decades before that had prophesied, and that is the shahada, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu. Hadrat Uthman radiyallahu anhu had been the Khalifa of the Muslims, appointed unanimously after the shahada of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, when he left behind a panel of 6 to choose between themselves the Khalifa to succeed him. And the decision was taken on Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, just 12 days short of 12 years of his Khilafah, where Islam had spread in his Khilafah to many, many different parts of the world, was spreading rampantly, had reached many parts of North Africa, Afghanistan, Khurasan, Kerman, and many, many other significant places. In fact, it was in his Khilafah a prophecy that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made even before the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara, in the early days of great difficulty in Makkah Mukarrama, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises very highly the first group of this ummah who would travel for the sake of this deen in the first naval fleet. Allah Ta'ala brought the fruition of this under a group that went out under Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, who was the governor in Syria. But this honor was reserved in the Khilafah of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. Islam had spread to many, many parts of the world during his Khilafah. Now the enemies of Islam, the Yahud, the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, the enemy from within, could not stand and tolerate the rampant spread of Islam, started hatching plots to stem the flow of Islam. A Jew by the name of Abdullah bin Sabah from Sana'a in Yemen feigned and faked to become a Muslim but started spreading anarchy within the ranks is also considered the originator of Shiism. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in his khilafah, it was ended with the brutal stabbing and his honor of Shahada at the hands of Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, a fire worshipper, whom today in Iran is commemorated as a great hero. Ironic, a hero who murdered the very person in whose khilafah Islam had spread to those lands. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala's Shahada was prophesied by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on numerous occasions. On one occasion, after the hijrah to Medina Munawwara, Uhud, which is a mountain from Jannah, and a mountain to which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a mountain that we love it and it loves us. Climbing the mountain with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hadrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, Hadrat Umar radiallahu an, Hadrat Uthman radiallahu an. The mountain started to shake. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his Mubarak foot on the mountain, calming it. They take it easy. Today there is none upon you except a Nabi, a Siddiq, Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and two martyrs, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. One occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking about the coming rampant fitnas and trials that would prevail. A man walks past by with his head covered in a shawl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him and says that this man at that time will be hadha yawma idhin ala al-huda. He will be on the absolute guidance and truth of the deen of Islam. And a clear point in those times that the haqq and the truth was definitely what Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. Baseless criticisms were leveled against his leadership, his khilafah. Responses have been given to them. Somebody once questioned Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, an enemy of Sahaba, enemy of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, that is it true that Uthman radiallahu an did not participate in the Battle of Badr? He said, yes. Is it true that he was not present at the pledge on which Allah has decreed his eternal happiness, Bayatul Ridwan, that he was amongst those who had slipped in the Battle of Uhud? That Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma replied in the affirmative. The man started rejoicing, finding fodder for criticism, when Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma called him and said that, let me explain each of these to you. As far as the battle of Uhud and those who had fled, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has said that shaitan had made them slip, and Allah Ta'ala has already for eternity completely forgiven. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. You had asked about him not being present in Badr. Let me tell you the reality about it. That before going out to Badr, he had a firm enthusiasm and love to go out. But his wife, and another honor that he enjoys, the only person in the history of humanity to have been married to two daughters of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and that Nabi being the most beloved to Allah of all messengers, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and therefore the title that he enjoys, the Nurain, the possessor of two lights, was initially married to Hadrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha, had migrated with her on two migrations towards Habasha and Abyssinia, as well as migration to Medina Munawwara. When she had passed away in the third year after Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what an honor, what a special personality this was, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Allah has commanded that you marry my other daughter after the death of Hadrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and that is Ummu Kulthum radiallahu anha. He happily marries her. Shortly after the nikah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to her a day or two later and inquires that, how do you find your husband? Subhanallah, she said, the best of husbands I could ever hoped for. She also passes away in the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 9th year after Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticing Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu absolutely heartbroken, consoles him to say, and what an honor this is, if I had another, I would have given her to none other than yourself in marriage. He will have the two daughters as his wives in Jannah forever and ever in the hereafter. So before the battle of Badr, Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha took ill, was extremely ill. When he sought permission to go out in Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him that at this time it is better for you to nurse and see to your wife. And the illness progressed until such time that just before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from Badr, she had passed away. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu oversaw her burial. So this is, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to him that you are counted as amongst those who had participated, so much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even apportioned for him from amongst the spoils of war of Badr. That is why he could not be present. As far as his non-presence in the Bay'atul Ridwan, the pledge of allegiance on the occasion of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, where Allah Ta'ala says, Allah was pleased with the believers when they had pledged allegiance to you under the tree. So what a great honor, what merit to Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that Allah Ta'ala time and again in the Quran Azim emphatically declares that he is happy and pleased with them. And impossible that Allah will express his pleasure and happiness and thereafter they embark on an action that deprives them of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. This is a response to the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, the Rawafid, the Shia, that time and again Allah Ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So he says, let me tell you why he was not present at the time of the Pledge of Allegiance. In it is an accolade and a virtue, in fact. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had chosen him and trusted him immensely to send him as his negotiator into Makkah Mukarramah prior to the peace treaty being signed. And what love and dedication when he got into Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh offered him that seeing that you are here, you may as well go and do tawaf. This is a man who was the fourth to accept Islam, had contributed financially immensely to the cause of Islam. In those final days when the rebels for almost 40 days had surrounded his home with brutality and merciless, did not even allow him to go into the masjid or to drink sweet water of the well that he himself had purchased for this ummah. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu replied on being offered to perform tawaf. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu later on told him that you are fortunate, you must have performed tawaf. He says, how can I embark on that which you stopped my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from doing? If I had stayed there many, many more days, I would not have taken on that offer until such time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was given permission to do so. So he says, that is the reason that he was not present at that pledge of allegiance. And if you want to know more, what a great honor, that because he was involved in what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had deputed him for, when the pledge of allegiance was being taken, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his own Mubarak hand and put it into the other Mubarak hand, saying that Uthman is engaged in the task deputed by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore I put my hand in place of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu's hand in this pledge of allegiance. And the accolades can go on and on. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about him, every Nabi will have a special companion in Jannah, and mine's will be Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an. Prior to Jayshul Usra, the expedition in which the Muslims were in dire need, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is imploring Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in to spend for the cause of Islam, at that critical juncture, hundreds of camels laden with full necessities, thousands of gold coins he places in the Mubarak lap of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns it around in his Mubarak fingers and says that no harm will ever come to Uthman no matter what he does after this day. Allah had blessed him with immense outstanding qualities. a very high level of haya and modesty, a deterrent from immorality, from promiscuity. This quality of haya is an amazing quality of iman. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the wall of a well in a certain garden. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and came in, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in the same position. When Hazrat Uthman radiallahu and the third of them came and sat on the opposite wall, also a denotion of where the qabrs would be, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu not too far away, in almost the central part of Jannatul Baqi'. When he came in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ensured that the bottom loincloth, the lungi, covered well below the shins thoroughly. That Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, inquired, why for him only? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not be modest and shy to that person to whom the angels show modesty and bashfulness because of his high level of haya and modesty? So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, in those final moments, the shahada that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied, the rebels had come on two occasions inspired by Abdullah bin Sabah. And let us ask ourselves the question, how can there be affinity or unity with those who condemn, criticize, revile, and say the worst things about Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in in general? Every week we hear in the Jummah khutbah, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, fi Allah regarding my companions. Do not make them a target of your criticism after me. And then listen to the following words very attentively. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for indeed, the one who loves them, it is because of love for me and will attain my love. And the one who despises, hates, and criticizes them, it is because of the same feelings he harbors towards me. Not surprising, all in the last 10 years in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Lebanon, more than 1 million Muslims have been massacred. More than 16 million have been sent into exile. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, in those final moments, the night, it was the day of Jumu'ah, the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, the rebels realized that people will be coming back from Hajj, would not tolerate this treatment of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an. Many Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had sent his son, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. Many Sahaba wanted to physically defend and fight on behalf of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He refused, saying that on my account, blood should not be spread, should be spilt in the ummah. And this was another prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to him, that Allah will give you a certain garment, and many will want you to abdicate and remove it. The rebels were forcing him to abdicate the Khilafah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, never ever leave that position. And this honored martyrdom was his honored ending. The night before that Friday, on a Thursday night, he sees in a dream that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Abu Bakr, Hadrat Umar radiallahu anhuma, are saying to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him in this dream, that do not worry, your iftar will be with us in Jannah. He's fasting the next day, and lo and behold, his shahada and martyrdom takes place on the day of Jummah while in a state of fasting. He passes away as a shaheed and a martyr. Another outstanding attribute he had was profound love for Quran Sharif, and therefore Allah Ta'ala utilized him for a major, major favor to this ummah. First in the khilafah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and then in his khilafah, the official reference copy gathering with strict codes of authenticity, reference copies of the Quran Sharif in written form. He had great love for Quran Sharif himself, would read sometimes the entire Quran in one night, would read many copies of the Quran torn and tattered because of excessive recitation. As you live, so shall you die. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, at the time that the rebels penetrate and brutally stab him, and the prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his noble shahada comes to fruition, the drops of his blood, his wife Naila tries to defend him, all her fingers are cut off in his defense. The blood spills onto the mushaf of the Quran Sharif, appropriately the verse where Allah says, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala will suffice on your behalf against them, in general terms, the enemies of Islam, as in this instance. And Allah Ta'ala honors him with this noble shahada and martyrdom. May Allah Ta'ala grant us sincere muhabbat and love for every one of the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. As Allama ibn Kathir says, when Allah says Allah is pleased with them, he says, what link do these, that is the Rawafid, the Shia, have with Iman on the Quran when they condemn, criticize, and swear the very ones whom Allah has declared his eternal happiness? May Allah Ta'ala guard and protect our tongues, our hearts from being polluted regarding any one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, reminder, the collection for our masjid that takes place also today, there will be a collection taking place for one of our nearby masjids, Baytul Rahmah, as we leave on the left-hand side. A request from their side is if the brothers can contribute at least 250 rand, inshallah. There is still a shortfall towards the fruition of that masjid. And as a token of appreciation, some gift will be given. But let us, inshallah, open up our hearts. We donate exclusively, only and purely for the happiness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant qabuliyat and acceptance, inshallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على سائر نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وخصوصا نعمة الإيمان ولنشكر من كان سببا لوصول الإيمان إلينا بعد الله عز وجل سيدنا حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه أجمعين الذي شهد الله عز وجل في عدة أمكنة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وقد جعلهم الله عز وجل ميزة للإيمان قائلا فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام خصوصا عن سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه لما كان يرتقي جبل أحد فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أثبت أحدا فإنما عليك نبي وصديق وشهيدان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال أيضا عن رفعة رتبته الذي دخل هو في الإسلام رابع أربعة إن لكل نبي رفيق في الجنة ورفيقي عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن أصحابه وأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم فرج عن كربهم، وأطعمهم وأطعم المسلمين من جوع، وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Filling the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we are in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible to each other, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line, that the means of unity in ummah, and also protection from shaitan. Still place in the main section of the masjid, in the back stuff. There's still some place we can come forward and fill in those.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
فلن تكسب إن شاء الله. استقارب واعتذلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ومن الأعراب من يتخذ ما ينفق قربات عند الله وصلوات الرسول، ألا إنها قربة لهم، سيدخلهم الله في رحمته، إن الله غفور رحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار، وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وممن حولكم من الأعراب منافقون ومن أهل المدينة مردوا على النفاق لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم سنعذبهم مرتين ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.